You have the Holy Spirit who is there to teach you, to guide you, to comfort you, to instruct you, to strengthen you, and that God is with you all 24/7. And because God is with you, as it is said, I was with Joseph, then you ought to prosper, even at work. Hallelujah. Amen. So, a knowledge and a consciousness of these two truths. This truth will set us up to embrace the right attitude to walk. When you know that you have the Holy Spirit and you're conscious that God is with you always, it will help you establish and embrace the right attitude to walk. Amen. So I'll just begin to go over one after the other attitudes that you need to walk. That is the attitude of walk. Hallelujah. Number one, walk must be done as unto Christ, as a bond servant of Christ. Work must be done as unto Christ. Ephesians chapter 6. I read from verse 5. It says, bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Look at verse 9, he says, and you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. The attitude that God expects you to have as a believer is one in which you embrace work like you are walking unto Him. It's important that you look beyond your employer, you look beyond your position, you look beyond the benefits that are coming in or not coming in when it has to do with the issue of work. The idea or the reality or the expectation, the expected attitude that Scripture portrays to us to embrace and to have is that first we understand that we belong to Christ, and because we belong to Him, our services, or because we are born servants to Him, our services are unto Him. It says, rendering goodwill and doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Very important. Your service at work, your service at whatever work you commit your hands to do, should be done with the attitude, I am doing it to the Lord. It should be to the Lord's pleasing. It should not be particularly to my master's pleasing, as it were, as in not for eye service. Let me do it well so that my boss will see and will appreciate it. But I am doing it because I have a master in heaven that has giving me the privilege to walk, to fulfill a purpose He brought me into this world to, as we saw last week, you know, and as I do it unto the Lord. When we have this attitude, this mindset towards work, what it will do is that it will most likely take away the discouragements that we experience, the place of eye service that we experience, the place where we probably feel inadequate, feel irrelevant, feel unappreciated by those who are superiors, because we know that we are walking unto the Lord. And because you are walking unto the Lord, one of the things it will also spur you to do is to at least do put in your best at it. So we must embrace this attitude. We must embrace this mindset. My service is first to the Lord. Of course, your boss might have given you the instructions, which you must understand. If you remember last week, there must be an understanding of what you have to do before the action. So your boss has given you the instruction and you are doing it as he has instructed. But an overall understanding is that, oh, God has given me this work and I'm walking unto him. I am doing service unto the Lord. It really doesn't matter what the work is, whether you are being paid for it or not, whether you are working at home or from home, or you are working at a large organization, whether you are your own boss, whether you are a truck pusher, whether you are an hard labor, whether you are a housewife, whatever work you apply or you attempt to do, do it with the mindset and the understanding that it is God that you are doing it unto. That is an attitude the believer must embrace for work. For you to have the right and the best approach, the best perspective, and have a benefit of the work you do, you must embrace it like this. My work is unto the Lord. So you rise up in the morning and you're going to work. You're saying, God, I thank you for the work you have given me. And I'm going to go there and do it to please you. As you leave the job and you're going home, you say, God, I thank you for the privilege to work unto you today. I thank you for the strength that you have given me to do it. And as you do so, you'd learn not to look down on the work. You learn to start appreciating it. You learn to start embracing it. Because whether your boss at work gives you a thumbs up or not, you approach it as unto the Lord. And you're communing and appreciating and thanking God for it. Yeah, having and enjoying the peace that the Lord supplies as touching, walking unto him. Hallelujah. Amen. The second point is that you do work well. Do work well. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, scripture we read as our text. I'll read verse 10 again. It says, whatever your hand finds you to do, do it with might. Let me stop there. Whatever your hand finds you to do, do it with your might, with all your might. Hallelujah. The attitude, the second attitude, is an attitude that every believer must have. It says whatever. It does not qualify or describe the work based on what you're paid for. It does not qualify or describe the work based on the level that you found yourself. Does not qualify or describe it based on how much you're getting, based on who has employed you, based on the prospects of the job based on how much affinity or likeness you have for it, but it says whatever. That is, even if it is a menial job, even if it is a job that you are not interested in, even if it is one that you do not particularly enjoy to do, even if it is one that you consider uninteresting, one that you consider unpalatable, one that you consider, that you hate with a passion, it says whatever, whatever your hands finds to do. Whatever opportunity you have to walk is what God is saying. Whatever opportunity your hand gives you to walk, whatever comes to your hand to do, whatever you have an opportunity to do, it says do it with all your might. Do it well. Fiagbarasi. That is, put the right effort required. Don't hold back to walk when you have a chance or an opportunity to walk. Don't treat any walk with disdain, with levity. Commit effort, adequate effort to whatever work you have to do. And this speaks of diligence. This speaks of diligence whereby you are applying, you are diligent at what you do. You are paying attention to every little detail of what needs to be done. You are on top of the situation properly. You are not laxed. You are not drawn back. You do not withdraw. You do not come at it with any form of laziness, but you approach it with diligence. Diligence speaks of hard work. Diligence speaks of smart work. Diligence speaks of doing what you have to do when you have to do it. That is, you are not delaying the work that is to be done to a time of convenience, but you are doing it when you have to do it. Some of us have not been so diligent at work. Maybe that is why we have not achieved so much as we ought to achieve. Some of us have a way of leaving what is to be done now to a later time when it becomes cold or needed or necessary. The scripture is saying an attitude you must have to walk is to do what you have to do. At a later time, one of the messages that will come is about the slothful man. And Proverbs describes a man who is slothful. He says he does not roast his meat. Does not roast his, you know, what he captures. He brings it. He does not complete the process of work. Every work that comes to your hand, you must see to it that you must see to the end of it. You must see to the success of it. Put in all your best at it. Do what you have to do about it. Do everything that is required on your own side that is to be done. Whatever work you have to do, he says, do it well. Whatever work has been placed in your hands to do, do it with all diligence. It's not about whether you feel the work, you know. It's not about whether you appreciate or like the work. It's not about whether the work is befitting to your status or not. Say, how can I be doing this kind of work? Some of us find ourselves in church and we find it difficult to clean chairs or clean tables. Say, that's not at my status now. can they be telling me to clench ears? Whatever work, whatever opportunity you have to work, work well. How can they be telling me, a homie, to be fetching water that they will use to flush in the toilet? Whatever work finds your hands to do, do it well. Sometimes we say, I'm not exactly skilled or trained for it. I can do it, but I just don't like doing it. When the opportunity of it comes to do, do it well. That is the attitude God wants you to have towards work. That you commit to it with the whole of your heart. That you exact the required energy, the required time, the required process, the required might that is needed for it. You exert it on it.